Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories.
The latest from a Manhattan courtroom and a defendant not named Donald Trump. The Trump trial resumes tomorrow, by the way. It's disgraced movie maker Harvey Weinstein's day in court, appearing for the first time since an appellate panel overturned his conviction on sex crimes against three women. It's seen as his first step towards a possible retrial. The Manhattan DA says, yes, we plan to retry Weinstein if the complaining witness wants to go forward with another trial. The appeals court threw out the original conviction, saying the judge in the case allowed some people to testify who weren't even part of the complaint. The 72-year-old Weinstein was transferred to Rikers and then to the NYC jail medical unit out there at Bellevue last week. His spokesperson says he's ready to go to trial, though, if he has to. Weinstein's original conviction sparked an avalanche of accusations from women who came forward with similar accounts of sexual assault, sparking the hashtag MeToo movement. Prosecutors say the movie producer abused his power to abuse aspiring female actors. He also faces jail time in California after a conviction there. We'll let you know what comes out of court today. To the Columbia protest now. And as you know, about 300 people hauled off to jail last night after the school reportedly called in the NYPD to help clear out the place. Several graduations coming up, and some protesters had even taken over a building, and the school decided it's time. And then this, Mayor Adams reiterated last night and today that he believes outsiders who have nothing to do with the school keep showing up and getting people geeked up. And he says the school even acknowledged it.
At their request and their acknowledgement that outside agitators were on their grounds training and really co-opting this movement.
The mayor also had a word for the naysayers who insist it was all regular students protesting. He says, miss me with that.
I know that there are those who are attempting to say, well, the majority of people may have been students. You don't have to be the majority to influence and co-opt an operation. That is what this is about. And so if we want to play the word police, you could do so. I want to play the New York City police, where we're going to protect our city.
And so now police have a presence on the campus of Columbia. Things have generally quieted down, but the fallout 1010 Winds talked with students back on campus this morning to wrap up their regular business.
As students try to finish up their final exams here, they now see police officers roaming the inside of their campus here at Columbia. Now, Benson is a freshman who's here from Los Angeles. He said his mood is somber. He's kind of disappointed how all of this played out in recent days.
They made students from every side of this issue feel unsafe. And I think that they should have got a handle on it earlier before it blew out of proportion like this. Because it's a shame that, you know, I have to walk outside of campus and look at a fallen window on the ground and glass shattered everywhere, barricades.
And by they, he says that the leadership at Columbia dropped the ball, in his opinion. Now, in fact, there's more protests still scheduled here today outside the gates, including one by Columbia faculty. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, 115th in Amsterdam.
So what's going on behind the scenes now, Larry Mullins? Well, the city is trying to identify those alleged outside agitators the mayor talked about. They could be charged with anything from trespassing to criminal mischief. Some might get hit with burglary charges. Meantime, dueling protesters clashed today at UCLA, getting into fistfights and shoving, kicking, and allegedly using sticks to beat one another. Protests and encampments have stretched all the way from New York, Wisconsin here, California, Texas, and what some observers have likened to the Vietnam War era. More than 1,000 people have been arrested nationwide. A delegation of New York and New Jersey lawmakers ringing that bell again to end federal prohibition of pot. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, along with Chairman Roy Wyden and Senator Cory Booker, says it's time to reintroduce the Cannabis Administration and Opportunity Act. That's a long one. Schumer says the law would remove pot from the Controlled Substances Act and it'll empower states to create their own pot laws with health, safety, and a fresh start in mind for those who have been wronged by it.
It will expunge the criminal records of so many Americans with low-level marijuana offenses that haunt them and inhibit them for decades, preventing them from getting good jobs and leading good, strong lives.
They're saying the legislation would be a major step towards giving the people what they want. 91% of Americans polled believe pot should be legalized for either adult or medical use. On Long Island, they've arrested a lady for allegedly selling misbranded and adulterated weight loss drugs on TikTok. Cops say Isis Navarro Reyes didn't have a license to administer drugs like Ozempic and Axion, but that she was peddling them on social media. They say Ms. Reyes sold various weight loss drugs from November 2022 till January 2024 to her followers. Say she got the drugs from Central and South America and even had videos telling people how to use the drugs. They say the scariest part is she allegedly told folks how to inject some of the meds. They picked her up this morning and charged her with receiving misbranded drugs, conspiracy to distribute, smuggling, etc. The 36-year-old Shirley resident could get 20 years just for the smuggling charge alone if she is convicted. A Manhattan man has been indicted for allegedly running a $43 million Ponzi scheme. Prosecutors say Eden Dalpour got people to invest in a Las Vegas hospitality company and a cryptocurrency trading enterprise, but says here he lied about how he was using the money, instead paying off older investors with money he made from the new ones. He also allegedly spent a lot of money on himself, racking up a $1.7 million gambling debt and paying for his children's private school tuition. He's charged now with wire fraud and faces up to 20 years in prison. The city's war on rats center stage at a council hearing today.
Jessica Tisch, the city sanitation commissioner, says her department has a winning strategy for reducing the rat population. Take away their food source.
Putting all the commercial trash in containers, that's 20 million pounds a day. That's working. The rat numbers are going down.
And she gave another example.
In Hamilton Heights, where we're now not just going after commercial trash, but also the residential trash, the rat numbers are leading the city.
Tisch says the numbers are way down for the past 12 out of 13 months. The city council is also considering a bill for rat birth control. Carol Diori, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM.
In other news, on this Wednesday, weeks after that 4.8 magnitude earthquake was felt here in the city and New Jersey, there was apparently another aftershock this morning centered in Gladstone, New Jersey. This was a 2.6 magnitude. I almost said a 6.2, but I wouldn't be sitting here if it was. It was a 2.6 reported right around 7 o'clock this morning. Wasn't completely out of nowhere. Before today's aftershock, there was actually one this past Saturday, a 2.8, also in Gladstone. Over on Long Island, a Suffolk County woman has pleaded guilty to charges she forged documents in order to avoid eviction. Prosecutors say 61-year-old Eleanor Blakely Whaley was served a warrant for eviction from her home in Brookhaven back in June 2022. And in an attempt to delay her having to leave the house, she forged six judicial orders, it says here, stating that her eviction was stayed. The orders claimed to have been issued by the Suffolk County District Court. She pleaded guilty to criminal possession of a forged instrument and faces up to a year in jail. So we told you yesterday about how it was $1 dog night at Citi Field last night during the Mets game against the Chicago Cubbies. As you can imagine, there's a lot of hot dog eating, but it looks like things got a little out of hand in the ninth, leading to a guy getting escorted out, and it was caught on video. Yeah, the dude was wearing a T-shirt on which he tallied how many hot dogs and beers he was consuming. It got some people's attention, and soon fans were throwing hot dogs at him, leading to several police and security staff escorting him out. We reached out to the Mets for a comment. Meantime, turns out the stadium beat its record. More than 44,000 hot dogs sold. That's more than Joey Chestnut can eat. The Mets said that amounts to about two dogs per fan.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.